From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The National Security Council's chief of staff says intelligence agents will follow through on all leads as they work to stop any further terrorist attacks. Dennis McDonough told CBS TV this morning that there was a sense of urgency in yesterday's meeting with President Obama. The president reiterated that it was unacceptable for a bomber to be able to board a plane from Amsterdam to Detroit on Christmas Day.
This was not a failure to collect intelligence. It was a failure to integrate and understand the intelligence that we already had. The information was there. Agencies and analysts who needed it had access to it, and our professionals were trained to look for it and to bring it all together.
The Nigerian man carrying explosives in his clothing was restrained by other passengers and the plane's crew before any explosives detonated. Security forces in Yemen have arrested three suspected al-Qaeda militants. U.S. officials say their cell was linked to a plot against the U.S. and European embassies in the capital, Sana'a. Dale Gavlak reports.
The interior minister said the arrests were the latest in Yemen's crackdown on al-Qaeda operating in the impoverished country. The U.S. and other European embassies had closed for 2 days this week because of al-Qaeda threats of an imminent attack. But friction has emerged between the U.S. and Yemen over the fight. Yemen has been angered by suggestions that its government is too weak to handle al-Qaeda. Yemen has sent thousands of troops to provinces known as al-Qaeda strongholds. But the U.S. and Britain are also jointly funding a counterterrorism police unit there amid fears of an increasing threat of international terrorism coming from the fragmented country. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Media reports say Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut will not seek re-election in November. Dodd has been a major player in the debates now before Congress. He ran for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
Dodd's political stock has been steadily dropping ever since his failed run for the White House in 2008. His standing in the polls was also damaged when constituents learned he accepted a heavily discounted VIP mortgage loan from Countrywide while serving as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. That happened around the time when the panel was considering new banking regulations following the financial meltdown that hit in 2008. His decision clears the way for the state's popular attorney general, Richard Blumenthal, also a Democrat, to run for his seat. The decision was made hours after Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota announced he would not seek another term. The decisions put the Democrats' 60-vote Senate majority in jeopardy. Democratic incumbents are also seen as vulnerable in other states, including Arkansas, Colorado, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Congressional leaders are to meet with President Obama on health care legislation today. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Environmental Protection Agency has approved a mountaintop removal coal mining project environmentalists have been trying to stop in West Virginia. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
In mountaintop mining, coal companies remove layer after layer of mountains to extract coal. They bury thousands of miles of streams as they do it. The mine that got the EPA's go-ahead is the Hobbit 45 mine, owned by the Patriot Coal Corporation. It's in Lincoln County, West Virginia. The EPA restricted the stream miles the company can dig up, but will still allow it to dig up 3 miles of headwater streams. This was one of the mining permits that the Obama administration's EPA had said needed extra review. Environmental groups had hoped that the Obama administration would put the brakes on mountaintop mining and were very disappointed. Mining industry representatives say the new environmental protections the Obama administration requires will be expensive and time-consuming. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Great Britain is suffering through its longest cold snap in decades, and unusually cold weather across much of the U.S. has farmers scrambling to protect their crops. Especially in the south, where many people are not prepared for snow and prolonged cold, shelters are filling up. Alonzo Johnson works at a Salvation Army shelter in Birmingham, Alabama. He says homeless people are coming in, and so are others.
Some have houses that don't have any heat in them, so they're not going to stay in those houses. They'd rather come to the shelter, until the weather changes.
Forecasters say the cold won't ease for several more days. There's been record snowfall in many areas. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.